A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix event. Paramedics push a wheeled stretcher towards an ambulance. The ambulance drives through traffic.
Jamie Foxx suffered a very serious medical emergency. Bad enough that family members flew in.
Actor Jamie Foxx is asking for prayers as the actor has now spent more than 2 weeks in an Atlanta hospital.
Foxx literally died and had to be revived. That's what the health emergency was.
Somebody in the clone department getting lazy, bro. Not Jamie Foxx.
My gut feeling is telling me that Jamie Foxx is dead.
Title, Jamie Foxx, What Had Happened Was.
Please put your hands together for Corinne Foxx, yo!
Wearing a long black dress with a sleeveless sweetheart neckline, a young black woman, Corinne Foxx, walks onto a theater stage smiling and waving at the crowd.
Thank you. This is a very special moment for me and my family. It is a blessing to even be here. So, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my dad, the real Jamie motherfucking Foxx!
She smiles as a curtain lifts to reveal a silhouetted figure of a man, Jamie Foxx. Wearing a light brown baggy leather t-shirt and trousers, Jamie Foxx makes a heart shape with his fingers, nods his head, and mouths the words, I love you. He walks forward as soft yellow lights illuminate the stage.
Atlanta makes some noise!
Wearing a gold chain and medallion, black sunglasses, and a shiny metal watch, Jamie turns away from the crowd, puts his hands to his face, and tears up. He briefly removes his sunglasses and wipes away his tears.
You have no idea how good this feels!
The crowd are on their feet, smiling, as Jamie does a little dance and raises his right arm.
Come on, Atlanta! I'm back! I'm back! Keep it playing!
Jamie and the crowd dance. Jamie swings his arms as he dances, then points a finger upward.
You have no idea how good it feels, Atlanta. I was fighting for my life, but I'm here in front of you.
Jamie cuts himself off, turns away, and raises a hand to wipe his eye.
If I dance all night, don't mind me. I'm happy to be alive.
He raises an arm to encourage the crowd, waves his arms about, then raises his clenched fist as he dances closer to the crowd. He swipes his left hand across his neck.
Give it up for my daughter, man. Give it up for my daughter. This shit feel good as fuck, man. I'm still sexy, though. You see that sexy shit? Still sexy, man. You say I love you, I still. You have no idea, Atlanta. Y'all saved my life. Just 400 yards away from here in Piedmont Hospital, they put me back together again. God be the glory. God is good. And all the time. Man, I ain't gonna make it through this shit. Atlanta saved my life. Atlanta saved my life. The internet tried to kill me, though. They said I was paralyzed. Said I couldn't walk, but look at me now.
Having taken off his black sunglasses, he bends his knees and dances across the stage, shaking his hips.
I can do this now, hold on.
He wobbles his knees rapidly.
Okay. That's enough, that's too close. Stop, it's too close, are y'all good?
A man and woman laugh.
Atlanta saved my life. The internet was trying to kill me, though. The internet said that Puffy tried to kill me. That's what the internet was saying. I know what you're thinking. Did he?
Jamie smiles and laughs, then pretends to stumble across the stage.
Hell no, nigga. I left them parties early. I was out by 9, nigga. Something don't look right, nigga. It's slippery in here, nigga. Atlanta saved my life. The internet tried to kill me. Cat Williams got in on it. Did y'all see the special? Cat Williams said he knew.
Jamie Foxx got so much money, they say he's suffering from a mystery illness. A mystery illness. What the fuck?
shit sound just like that, nigga. That nigga said, God damn, that sounds a mystery. Hell, man. What the fuck? That nigga turned into the Wicked Witch of the West. A mystery. Get you my little Jamie and your little dog Toto too. Cat will say 2,000 things that don't make sense, right? But then say 4 things that make sense and put sir after it.
The glass was half full, sir. I just filled it to the top, sir. Man goes to bed with an itchy ass. He wakes up with a smelly finger, sir.
People rock back in their chairs while laughing.
I know, man. Y'all know me, man. And I'm so glad to see y'all here. I'm so glad to be here. This is what I needed, man. You got a lot of people that prayed to make sure I was here. Yes, and I appreciate every prayer, man. Now, what's interesting is Cat Williams might be onto something. Because it is a mystery. We still don't know exactly what happened to me. All I can tell you is that I appreciate every prayer because I needed every prayer. I appreciate every well wish, Atlanta, to the world. I can't thank you enough, even when I see people on the street and they roll their window down and yell out, man, we glad you're here. As I look out and I see my family and I see my friends, I can't tell you how good it feels. If you can see it through here, it feels amazing. It actually happened here in Atlanta. In a little history of Atlanta, I started doing stand-up comedy back in 1991, right here in Atlanta. So it's fitting that I came back here to tell you the story, because what had happened was...
The yellow lights on stage fade to purple, then blue, as Jamie walks over to a tall chair and sits down. He wipes his nose.
Man, I love you. You did. Wow, man, please, Lord, let me get through this.
Jamie's lips tremble and his head shakes as he looks down at the floor. Then he looks up.
April 11th, I was having a bad headache. And I asked my boy for an aspirin. And I realized quickly that when you're in a medical emergency, your boys don't know what the fuck to do. And I was like, damn. But I was having such a bad headache. So I asked my boy, I said, listen, I need a aspirin. Before I could get the aspirin.
The blue lights fade to black, leaving just a few columns of blue light.
I went out.
Jamie looks down at his feet.
I don't remember 20 days. What they told me was that they took me to the first doctor, and that doctor just gave me a cortisone shot and sent me home. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is that. I don't know if you can do Yelps for doctors, but that's half a star, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he good. Get him on that. What the fuck? But my sister said no. 4'11" of nothing but pure love said that something's wrong with my brother. She came over to see me and they told me I was lethargic. And she says, get him in the car. That ain't my brother right there. My little sister, who's always played the background, now got to play the lead. They say she drove around Atlanta sort of aimlessly. She didn't really know where the hospitals was, but as she was driving around, she came upon Piedmont Hospital. Give it up for Piedmont.
Jamie sits on the tall chair, looking at the ground, then lifts his head again to look at the crowd.
What's interesting about it is that as she drove around, she didn't know anything about Piedmont Hospital, but she had a hunch that some angels is in there.
He moves his lips back and forth.
Because she said, that's what we're going to need.
He briefly looks upward.
I love you back. Atlanta saved my life.
Beads of sweat form across Jamie's forehead and face as his lips tremble.
So they tell me my sister took me into the hospital, and this cool white boy, Dr. Schutte, cool white boy, they say he had on a Laker jersey, just cool as shit, you know. But he told my sister some horrible news about her big brother. He said he's having a brain bleed that's led to a stroke. Me, man. Wow. Here's the thing. When you dream about what you want to be in life, you don't dream tragedy. You dream everything is good. I got the life. I got the cars. I got all that. You don't dream that something must go wrong. But when something does go wrong, you need a sister, 4'11". Full of nothing but love.
Jamie's eyes tear up as he wipes his nose.
The cool doctor with the Laker jersey, white dude, said, listen, he's having this brain bleed that led to a stroke, and if I don't go in his head right now, we're gonna lose him. What I was told was my sister fired right back and said, you can go in his head, but you ain't gonna find nothing. He said, why you say that? She said, have you seen how big this nigga's head is? My sister made a joke because sometimes you gotta laugh to keep from crying.
Two women in the crowd smile broadly as they clap.
What actually happened was the doctor said, if I don't go in his head, we're going to lose him. And she fired back and said, you can go in his head, but you're not going to find anything because I already talked to God.
Yeah. Jamie stares straight ahead, blinking quickly.
The cool white doctor named Dr. Schutte shot right back and said, I'm a religious man too. But I got to do my job. So what I was told is that they take me in to operate on me, and my sister knelt down outside the operating room and prayed the whole time.
Jamie looks down at the ground as he chews a cheek.
Your life doesn't flash before your face. It was kind of oddly peaceful. I say this all the time. I saw the tunnel. I didn't see the light. I didn't see the light.
Jamie smiles.
I was in that tunnel, though. It was hot in that tunnel.
Jamie sits back, squints his eyes, and looks skeptically from side to side. He shakes his T-shirt as if trying to cool himself down.
Shit, am I going to the wrong place in this motherfucker? Because I looked at the end of the tunnel, and I thought I saw the devil, like, come on, nigga. Or was that Puffy? I'm fucking around, but if it was Puppy, he had like a flaming bottle of Johnson and... No, I'm just kidding. Come on in here, nigga. No, I'm just kidding. No, I saw the tunnel, I didn't see the light. But my sister prayed the whole time. And when that cool white dude, Dr. Schutte, came out, he said, well, you was right. Your prayers are answered. We didn't find where it was coming from, but he is having a stroke. He may be able to make a full recovery, but it's going to be the worst year of his life.
That's what it was, Atlanta. You finally got the story.
Amen. Saved your life.
Saved my life.
Sitting on the tall chair, Jamie Foxx looks down at the ground.
That's why this moment is the most incredible moment. Because you do take it for granted. But I'm going to tell you something about my sister, Deidre Dixon, and my daughter, Corinne Marie Foxx. They held me the fuck down!
Jamie stands up and walks to the front of the stage with a very serious expression on his face.
Nobody sees him. They cut it all off. They held it down. They didn't want you to see me like that, and I didn't want you to see me like that. I want you to see me like this.
He stands still and looks briefly upward.
There's another reason, too, why my daughter didn't want nobody to see me, because I was dizzy from the stroke. I was so dizzy, so my head would do this.
His head shakes.
Stop laughing.
He shakes his head rapidly while smiling.
Laugh, go ahead, nigga, I understand. But she says, they gonna meme the fuck out of this motherfucker.
His head shakes side to side.
Because I was doing that. But now I have a better appreciation when I see people out and they doing this. I'd be like, oh, I know what that is. What's up? What's up with you? What's up? Just chilling. Just hanging out. What's up?
His head shakes rapidly side to side.
I know, it's fucked up, right? Yeah.
He walks back to the tall chair and sits down.
Thank you so much. I feel good. 20 days I don't remember. But on May 4th, I woke up.
The blue lights fade into purple.
And when I woke up, I found myself in a wheelchair. I couldn't walk. Couldn't walk, bro. In a wheelchair. And I was like, what the fuck is, why am I in a wheelchair? You know, I'm just coming out of some shit. I looked at Dave Brown, my boy. I said, Dave, what the fuck am I doing in a wheelchair? He said, Fox, you don't remember? No, why? What y'all doing? He said, Fox, you had a stroke. Dave, knock it off, man. Jamie Foxx don't get strokes. He said, Fox, you don't remember? I don't remember, but I know Jamie Foxx ain't got no stroke. Because I'm Jamie Foxx. Jamie motherfucking Foxx. He said, Fox, you had a stroke. And don't try to get out of that chair, because you can't walk. I said, nigga, shit.
He puts one leg on the floor, and it shakes from side to side as he pretends to click with his left thumb.
What the fuck you do to my legs, Dave?
He lifts his right leg back up with his hand.
I said, Dave, what's going on, man? He said, Fox, it's real. Come on, Dave, man, that's a horrible joke. I said, Jamie Foxx, don't get strokes.
His lips tremble backward and forward.
It's a bad joke, Dave. I don't get strokes. Come on, man.
His eyes tear up, he looks down, and his right foot shakes quickly on the stool footrest.
I love you, Beck. I don't get strokes. I don't get strokes. That's old man shit, man. I don't get no stroke, nigga. Stop this fucking prank.
He wipes away a tear. He stands up.
They flew me to Chicago for my rehab. Chi-town.
He points with two fingers.
Right there. They took care of me. Shirley Ryan, right over there.
An aerial view shows Jamie pacing back and forth.
Took care of me. But when I got to the rehab, there was this lady that was all over me. She was all over me, brushing my teeth and washing my face and fixing my clothes and pushing my wheelchair. And I'm like, damn, who is this? Who is this bitch all over me, nigga? She all over me, nigga. She all over me, nigga. I said, Dave, is she a fan? Did she see Django? Like, why is she all over me like this, dog? And Dave says something that stopped me in my tracks. He says, Fox, that's your nurse. I said, what kind of old man shit is that? So the first night, she says, okay, time for the showers. I said, okay. Somebody put me in a chair, get me to the water, I'll knock it out. She says, no, I'm gonna bathe you. I said, no, the fuck you ain't.
He covers his crotch.
She says, well, I said, no, you're not fit. No. you're not finna see this pickle. She said, what you mean? I said, It's, why? I said, no, because this shit goes along with this pickle. I'm black. I'm Jamie Foxx. It's a whole lot of shit going on here with this pickle. I just can't let you see this pickle just out the package that quick. I said, it's something going along with that. I don't know if it's been cold. And fellas, you know how it is. You don't ever just take your pants off right away in front of your girl. You gotta pump some oil in that motherfucker. Have your girl ever pull your drawers up? Bitch, hold on.
He covers his crotch again.
What's wrong? Ain't nothing in this motherfucker yet. And that shit be stuck to your thigh and shit. She's like, are you okay? No, you got to give me a three count. Give me a three count before you expose my pickle like that. I gotta, you know, that bitch, you know, even if we ain't finna fuck, it gotta have a certain. So I'm saying this to the lady. I said, you can't see my pickle. And then she hit me with some crazy shit. She said, Jay, you don't remember, do you? What? I've been bathing you for the past month and a half.
A woman gasps, then laughs.
I said,
mystery illness? What the fuck?
She's been bathing me for a month and a half. I said, you been in there? She says, I've been all in there. God damn. All in there? Yes, all in there. Fuck. That affected me more than a stroke. I'm like, damn, is my dick dead? Because I need my dick. But yeah, she said she'd been all in there. And then I asked a silly question. I said, well, was I representing? She says, I don't know what that means. She don't know what that means, but we know what the fuck that means. Right, fella? I'm like, fuck. Shit. She's seen it. And I don't remember her seeing it. So it hit me. I ain't seen my dick in 20 days. So I rushed to the bathroom, pulled my pants down, looked down. That motherfucker had a stroke too.
Jamie closes his eyes and shakes his head rapidly side to side.
I said, man, what's wrong? Nigga, you tell me, nigga, what's wrong? What happened? I don't know, nigga, the lights went off. You cool? No, I ain't cool. Did you see the nurse? I seen the bitch. I couldn't do nothing.
Jamie laughs and looks down at the floor, then looks up again at the crowd.
Then it was the process of the therapist. They would bring therapists for my therapy, and I didn't want to hear that shit. I'm Jamie Foxx.
He sits down.
I don't need no fucking therapist. Why did this shit even happen to me in the first place? I'm Jamie motherfucking Foxx. So every therapist that came in, I said, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to do this shit. I felt like a Wesley Snipes in New Jack City. When he was at the table at the end and G-Money would walk up, yo, you know, get the fuck out.
Jamie raises his left hand.
Huh. Is that what this is about? Over a fucking skeezer? I don't give a shit about that whole bitch. Huh. Yeah, yeah. Don't nobody know nothing, huh? Well, I be goddamn. If you'd have been, if I'd have been what? If I'd have been what? That's what I thought you said. Because that's all I got. Nothing. Now, leave me. Yo, Nino, get the fuck out. That's my movie. Remember the old dude?
Your soul is required in hell, young man.
He stands up and walks forward, shaking.
Look at you in here selling drugs to your own people.
Cancel this bitch. I'll buy me another one.
He sits down.
Sit your $5 ass down. That's my audience. That's Atlanta. Huh. Yeah.
A side view shows Jamie looking at the full audience.
I was Wesley Snipes. I was arrogant. I'm Jamie Foxx. I don't need nothing. I don't want to see no therapist. They say you got a second chance. I don't want a fucking second chance. What's wrong with my first chance? What's wrong with my first chance? So I was irreverent. I gave up. Then I heard in the other part of the room, I heard him go, we need Holly.
He looks skeptically from side to side.
Oh, the fuck is that? We need Holly for this one. Only Holly can get him going. Holly is the one.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck about no Holly. She gonna get the same shit when she come in here on that bullshit. You know, the movies is only one person could do this. We gotta get Holly. I'm like, man, fuck Holly. So I'm laying in my bed. That's all I could do every day. I could walk a little bit, but I couldn't walk. So it's early in the morning. I hear, get up! God damn! I'm Holly, motherfucker!
He jumps to his feet, his body shaking.
I said, hey, Holly, yes, listen, you gotta knock the shit off. This whole Jamie Foxx shit. Stop this arrogant bullshit. That stroke doesn't give a fuck about who you are. I'm Holly, motherfucker.
He closes his lips and stares straight ahead.
All of this, I'm Jamie Foxx and this Wesley Snipes shit you're doing. New Jack City, fuck that city. I'm Holly, and I can get you there, but you gotta tell me the truth and cut this Jamie Foxx shit. I said, yeah, yeah, Miss Lady, I'm good. Oh, you good? You think you could beat this shit? I said, yeah, walk to me right now. I said, yeah.
Jamie looks down at his feet. A close-up of his black leather boots with brown soles shows him take a small step forward, then another. He looks up, then takes another small step.
She said, I can help you, Jamie Foxx. But you gotta tell me what's really going on with you. You're dizzy, right? I said, yes, ma'am. You're so dizzy you can't walk. I said, yes, ma'am. She says, you remember the movie Karate Kid? I said, yes. She said, we're gonna wax on, wax off. I said, what that means? She says, I'm gonna help you with that dizziness so you could go back to being a man. She said, take your right hand and put it on your left shoulder. Take your left hand, put it on your right shoulder. Now close your eyes. And I fell. She picked me back up. Come on, Jamie.
He stands up straight.
I want you to look left, and I want you to look right. I look left, I look right, I fell. She said, come on, Jamie Foxx. This is it. Look left and look right. I look left, I look right, I got that. And then she said, now, Jamie Foxx, now you got that? I want you to look up and look down. I look up, look down, I got dizzy. I fell back in my bed, and I said, Miss Holly, I don't want to do this no more, man.
He sits on the edge of the chair.
What has happened to me? I'm Jamie Foxx. I don't want to do this. And she said, I got 15 more minutes left.
He looks at his watch.
I'm Holly, motherfucker. You look left and you look right. I look left, look right. She said, go to sleep.
He closes his eyes.
The next morning, get up. God damn, bitch. You got to get a bell around your neck or something.
He jumps up and stumbles forward.
She said, look left, look right. Look up, look down. I said, yeah. You gotta kill that old Jamie Foxx in order for the new Jamie Foxx to walk out of here. I'm Holly, motherfucker. Next morning came, Holly came in. I was already out of bed. Hey, bitch.
He stands still, arm out.
I knew you was coming, bitch. I'm up. Knock it the fuck off. Left, right, up, down. Get the fuck out of here.
He stands still, left arm stretched out.
So I got down again, and Holly took me into the big facility, but there's other patients in there. And I was down in a dump. She says, what's your fucking problem? What is your problem? You don't want to fight? She said, Jamie, when you walk in this facility, look to the left of you. Of people that ain't going to get out of here. And I did. I looked. I was a quadriplegic. It was a person in a wheelchair. It was another guy's whole side was gone. She said, they not getting out of here. And there was one little white lady. All she could do was turn this little pinwheel.
His hands turn round.
She said, what do you think now?
He looks down, then back up.
And I wept, cried. I said, God, to all the blessings, go over there.
He points up, then across to his left. He turns around and walks to the back of the stage, very emotional as he wipes his nose. And then he turns back to the crowd.
So then they called my psychiatrist, Dragna. He knew I was going through some shit. He says, what's going on with you? Why can't we just talk it out? I said, Dragna, we can't, man, because I'm angry. I don't know why this is happening to me. And as I said that, I knew why this was happening to me.
He looks upward very quickly.
It was God. It was God. It was God. Now, I don't know how y'all talk to God, but I talk to him different. I was like, hey, man, you sure you got the right dude? He said, who is this? I said, it's Fox. Who? Fox. Come on, G, it's J.
Fox, Jamie Foxx, the one down here, you know, putting smiles on people's faces. Who? I said, damn, you want my government name? Eric Bishop. Terrell, Texas, the one that beat the odds, the one that got the Oscars, the one that got the Grammys. Come on, G, it's Jay. Come on, man. And you know what he said? Oh, what's up, my nigga?
A woman gasps.
You can tell by that phrase alone that God is not white. Because I wouldn't even let the Messiah call me that. But that's how me and God talk. I said, damn, man, you sure? I said, why am I going through this? I said, is it a clerical error? Did Peter write down the wrong name? I mean, did you read it wrong? I'm just saying, you know, you've been at this for a while. Maybe you just read that shit wrong, my nigga.
He scratches his temple.
He said, no, this should be happening to you. I said, what? Why? I said, God, look at all these bad people.
He points to his right.
Look at all these bad people down here. Shouldn't these bad people be going through this? And you know what he said? Those bad people already belong to somebody else.
He stares straight ahead, lips closed.
You belong to me.
A side view shows Jamie standing still, staring straight ahead.
Remember when you used to say your grace before you ate your food? You belong to me. Remember when you played the piano for the church? When's the last time you've been to church, my nigga?
Jamie looks skeptically to the right, then up and around the audience.
But I shot back. God, I get it. But the crime don't fit the punishment.
He points down.
The crime don't fit the punishment. I'm serious. This is too much on me. Look, I'm still down here. I'm still gregarious. I'm making people laugh. I'm making them have fun. I said, but look what this is doing to my family, God. I said, look what it's doing to my kids. And you know what he said? You see what they did to my kid?
Jamie stares straight ahead.
I gave you two beautiful daughters.
Amen.
That was my only begotten son.
A teary-eyed woman looks up at Jamie.
And then I said, man, why are you bringing up old shit?
He starts shaking his head.
As soon as I said it, I got dizzy. I said, okay. Gee, come on, man. Come on, knock it off, bro. Come on, my nigga. I'm a kidder. Bro, I'm joking. Come on, man. Let me out this bitch. Come on, bro. I'm fucking around, bro. Okay, I didn't mean to say fucking. I'm fooling. Just let up off me.
He looks down, stops shaking his head, and slowly steps backward to the rear of the stage.
And finally, it came to me. It's about blessings. God blessed me with this talent. He blessed me with all his money and his fame. And when I forgot about God, he blessed me with a stroke.
The lights fade to black as Jamie raises his right arm. A spotlight lights him from above.
Just give me 1 second.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you.
Y'all know I couldn't wipe my own ass, right?
The stage lights slowly return.
I couldn't wipe my own ass. That's what really got me at one point. I went from Jamie motherfucking Fox to, okay, lean over. Okay, we're gonna go in there. I said, damn, y'all got to go all the way? Damn, this is fucked up. I can't wipe my own booty ass. I lost everything, but the only thing I could hold on to was my sense of humor. I never let that go. I couldn't necessarily walk that good. I couldn't talk that good. But I didn't let go of my funny. I said, if I can stay funny, I can stay alive. If I can stay funny, I can stay alive. So I was always cracking jokes to the point to where the nurses thought I was really losing my mind. And I was never myself. Never myself. Because it's a wellness check. They ask you who you are. For 5 days, I was Denzel Washington. I was there, all right, okay. All right, so that's what you're telling me. Okay, all right. You gotta wipe my ass, huh? Okay, all right, okay. Okay, that's what you're telling me. I had a stroke, okay. All right, you gotta wipe my...
He softly claps his hands.
My nurses. So you're telling me, okay, so that's what you're telling me, huh? You gotta wipe my ass. Okay, I'm gonna lean over. I'm gonna lean over, get on in. Okay, you're going too far. I mean, dude, you get your fucking hands off me.
He stands up straight, glaring ahead and breathing heavily.
You think you can do this shit to me? You'll be serving tapioca pudding in Pelican Bay when I'm done with you.
Three women in the crowd laugh. Jamie looks quickly to his left.
You had a stroke, sir. That stroke ain't got shit on me.
If I can stay funny, I can stay alive.
Jamie paces across the front of the stage.
Then for 3 days, I was Dave Chappelle. Damn, it's crazy. Can't believe it came in and said, Dave Chappelle says you gotta have a stroke. There's no way Dave Chappelle could have a stroke. I was incensed. Damn, no way. I'm strong. Said I gotta wipe my ass. No way. I'm strong. Wu-Tang, nigga. Pow!
He swings his left arm.
If I could stay funny, I could stay alive. For 6 days, I was Mike Tyson.
I'm heavyweight boxing champion of the world. I'm heavyweight Mike Tyson, heavyweight boxing champion of the world. Somebody told me I had a stroke.
A man rocks back and forth, laughing.
Sir, you saying it right? It's stroke, not
stoke. I had a stoke.
I don't think you're saying it right.
It's a stoke. I can tell however I want to say it because I'm Mike Tyson, heavyweight boxing champion of the world, so I say stoke. You're not going to wipe my ass. Nobody's going near my cooler.
A grinning man laughs.
Well, because I had a stoke. They said I had a stoke, and I got a fight, and I don't care who I fight. I fight Logan Paul. I fight Jake Paul. I fight RuPaul. I don't care who it is. I fight because I don't get stokes. I give stokes. I be stoking. That's what I be doing.
If I can stay funny, I can stay alive. Then for like 5 days, I was Jay-Z.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. He told me I had an ailment. I said, impossible. Because I'm Jay-Z. Started off in Mossy Projects, you know. Dame had an idea. No, he said, well, you do music. I said, great. Then later he came with the clothing line. And then I met B. So they told me I had an ailment. I said, impossible. They said, I had a white man. I said, no. And then they said, I need a bedpan. And I said, I don't do bedpans. Because I'm Jay-Z. And then I shit all over myself. I said, oh shit. I think I need a bedpan.
If I can stay funny, I can stay alive. Then for 3 days, I was this dude.
There's a lot of great nurses, lots of great nurses, lots of great nurses. I see the blacks, I like the blacks. They're hungry, they're eating dogs. They're eating pets, they're eating dogs. They're eating pets, I like the blacks. The Haitian sock passe, Naboule, they're eating dogs. I like all of the nurses, I like the nurses. I like the nurses, I like them, they like me, I like them. I like the white nurses, I like the white nurses. I like the black nurses, I like all of the nurses, the black. I have a huge, huge black following. There's a black, there's another black, there's another black. Oh, Puerto Rican, same shit.
He makes an okay sign with his thumb and finger.
I like Kamehameha, Kamehameha Harris. I love Kamehameha. What's your name? Kamala. I love Kamala. She's black. She just turned black. I don't know where she was. She just became black. I'm black. This is fine. If she wants to just turn black, she can turn black. I like her because she's black and she's Indian. I like that. I like it. She's mixed. She's black. Hey, for real though, and Indian.
He raises a hand to his face and smiles.
If I can stay funny, I can stay alive.
People in the crowd beam huge smiles as Jamie walks around the stage.
Cause it was touch and go.
Jamie stops at the front of the stage and puts a hand on his hips.
It's touch and go. And they told me, they said at one point, the first 15 days, they thought they were gonna lose me because my vitals were out of control. They said, we're gonna lose him. So it was a 13 or 14 day period where it says, we gotta keep him calm. And we've given him every medication that they could. It's not working. We have to keep him calm because his vitals are so high. We're gonna lose him.
A heart rate monitor line appears in the stage curtains.
Now, you know what the worst thing to have when you're trying to stay calm in a hospital room? Black family members. A.K.A. niggas. Because, you know, they come in with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, good God Almighty. Not my baby. Not now. Ooh, good God Almighty. Please save him, Jesus. My black family was going so crazy. My white doctor came and said, hey, we need to keep these niggas out of here so he can stay alive. I'm joking. He didn't say that. Now, you know, if I was to say that, that's what TMZ would report. After I,
Jamie Foxx said his white doctor had to call him nigger in order to stay alive.
That's not whatever. Yeah, all right. He actually said, get these black motherfuckers out of here. No, I'm kidding. But it was real. My vitals were so bad, they were going to lose me. And
the heart rate monitor line has very short intervals.
That's when a miracle happened. And that miracle was working through my youngest daughter. She's 14. I didn't want her to see me like that. But she snuck into my hospital room with her guitar. And she says, I know what my daddy needs.
Jamie strums his right hand across his chest as if playing guitar. Jamie's lips tremble as he becomes teary-eyed.
She says, that's my daddy. What's interesting is my daughter used to carry her guitar all the time with her. And they said when she was playing, my vitals went down. The nurses at the nurse's station were baffled. Like, wow, what did they give him? So they rushed into the room and she said, I got him.
His right hand continues to strum across his chest.
My daughter used to carry that guitar when she was 10 years old. She would carry it everywhere. She carried it everywhere. I was like, you gonna carry a guitar? We going to Disneyland. She got that guitar. We going to a football game. She got that guitar. Everywhere we went, she had that guitar. But you know what I found out? It was God in that guitar. God was in that guitar. That's my spiritual defibrillator.
With thick, black, curly hair, Annalise Bishop walks on stage holding a Rickenbacker electric guitar. Annalise and Jamie share a long, tight hug as Jamie starts to cry, then they separate. Jamie raises his hand to the crowd, then taps Annalise as she starts to turn away, gesturing for her to turn back toward the crowd. People in the crowd stand up. Jamie gestures toward Annalise and toward the crowd. Annalise stands there smiling under her thick, curly hair.
That's Annalise.
People in the crowd sit back down.
When you think about as you grow older, you wonder about those hard times. Who's going to be there? Who's actually going to be there?
He points to Annalise.
I don't have to wonder that anymore.
Annalise sits down playing guitar. The heart rate monitor line slows down. The line has a more regular rhythm.
Play, baby. Play. Play, Annalise, please. Let him see your talent. Let him see. Shine, Annalise, shine. Shine, baby. That's Annalise.
Annalise and Jamie lean into each other and hug. Annalise wipes tears from her eye.
Annalise, thank you so much for stepping up when all was lost. Oh, goodness.
I mean, you had to make it because I always dreamed that we'd perform together on stage one day.
Jamie puts a hand on Annalise's arms as her tears continue to fall.
So, we gonna do something?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do something.
Annalise smiles. The heart rate monitor disappears, and old family photos of Jamie and Annalise are shown one after another.
Yeah. Play the guitar. This ain't no church song, but it's the closest thing to it. No, it's a conversation with God and how he got me through it. See, I remember the moment when my blood turned cold and my heart almost stopped. My vision was blurred. My veins was blocked. They rushed me to the doctor, but the doctor couldn't find a plan. So my daughter started to cry. But my sister threw up her hands and said, please, Jesus, not right now. Please, Lord, because I don't know how to live without him. I don't have enough tears to cry, and I don't have the wings to fly to you to beg you myself. So, dear Lord, I bow. Please, don't take him now. Don't take me now.
A photo of Corrine and Annalise as a child smiling.
Give me just a few moments. Come on, Annalise. I said, please, God, don't take me. Let me stay for a while. My oldest daughter's getting married. Please let me walk her down the aisle.
A video of Jamie walking Corrine down the aisle. Corrine is wearing a white, short-sleeve, off-the-shoulder asymmetrical wedding dress. Jamie is in a black tuxedo with white shirt and bow tie.
ATL, he did me a favor. He let me walk her down the aisle. But I had to make some promises. And I promise I will go to church as long as I could find a church that feels like church and not the devil's work in disguise. Don't take me now, don't take me. Atlanta, don't let them take me, Lord. Don't let them take me, Lord. Don't take me. Take me now, Jesus. Give me just a little more time with my little one. Don't play that guitar, Annalise. Don't take me now. Don't take me now. Don't take me now. Thank you, Annalise.
Jamie steps back from Annalise and holds out the palms of his hands, gesturing toward her.
Get your bow. Don't get your bow on.
With tears in her eyes, Annalise stands, bows, then walks off stage.
I love you. I want to get through this. I want to get through this because every time I run into somebody now that I haven't seen in a while, I cry. Because y'all my people, you've known me for so long. So every time especially I run into some of my homies, I ran into T.I., I cried. I think he kind of cried, but he's like, was there anybody, my nigga? Was there anybody, partner? I pray for you, partner, period. I pray for you, partner. I pray for you. I pray for you, nigga. I pray for you, nigga. I pray for you, partner. I prayed expeditiously for you, nigga. But every time I run into somebody, I cry. I ran into T.I., I cried. I ran into Candace Parker, I cried. Then somehow I ran into Halle Berry. I didn't cry as much. Because Halle just rushed me and hugged me so tight. I was like, ooh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. This here is Halle Berry's.
And she don't realize how fucking sexy she is. And I don't want to blow the moment because it was heartfelt. She said, Jamie, oh my God. And she hugged me. I said, ooh, oh my God. She said, it's so much I wanted to tell you. And I said, it's so much I got to tell you. And she was hugging me. I'm like, oh my God, please don't let me disrespect this moment. So I had to relay, because the hug was so nice, I had to relay to my pickle, hey, stand down, nigga. This ain't that kind of hug. He shot back, shit. Nigga, that's Halle Berry, Halle Berry, Halle Berry, Halle Berry. And I'm like, man, don't blow this for me, my nigga, she'll feel it. Please. And she's holding me and she's talking to me this close to my ear. I said, God damn, she right here in my ear. I said, damn. And you know how women pretty like that always have a fragrance you've never smelled? That shit smells. I said, ooh, what the fuck is that? God, this smell like heaven. I said, I took that shit in and she was hugging me. And I said, oh God, please, please stay with me, Lord. Please don't let me fuck this moment up. And she hugged. And then she, as I was trying to pull away, she hugged tighter. Boom, I said, good God Almighty.
Jamie hugs himself and moves his hips in circles.
And I could feel my hips. I said, no, no, stop. Hips, hips, stop, stop. But I did just clench up to let her know I'm there.
He thrusts his groin forward.
So she's hugging me and I'm trying to get out of this moment. And as I'm trying to push away from her heartfelt sexual grip, I tried to push away. You know what she did? She kissed me on my neck. And nigga, I came to my senses. You nasty motherfuckers. Y'all, man, I ain't finna come like that with Haley.
He does a little smile.
And as she was hugging me, I said, oh my God, Hallie, thank you so much. So Hallie, when you see this, please understand that everybody understand what I'm saying. You're just so beautiful. That's all we want to say is, Hallie, you're beautiful.
He claps his hands softly.
So she let me go. She let me out of her clutches. I said, thank you, Jesus. But then I felt a rumbling.
He moves his hand over his groin.
I felt something rumbling. I said, ooh-wee, I can't wait. So I rushed to the bathroom to see what was rumbling. And I pulled my pants down and I said, oh shit, somebody back. Somebody back. And then I asked him, I said, hey nigga, what got into you? You know what he said? Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas.
He dances.
We back! We back! Hey, 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 hey! We back, Atlanta! Ah, hey! If I can stay funny, I can stay alive. Y'all motherfuckers said I was a clone.
He grins widely and looks around the crowd.
You motherfuckers really thought I was a clone. Listen, I was having dinner at some eatery in Vegas, and I walk out, and my daughter's behind me, and she overheard the dude go, that ain't that nigga. That's a clone, nigga. Nigga Diddy got that nigga. That's a clone. That ain't Jamie Foxx. Look at that nigga, man. That ain't him. But I gotta tell you this, Atlanta, you can't clone this. I brought you too much original shit. It ain't enough clone juice in the world to clone me. I brought you this.
A photo of Jamie in a blue dress and blonde wig on the comedy show In Living Color. On stage, Jamie puckers his lips.
Hey, for real though, I rock your world. It's original. You can't clone this. You can't clone this. I brought you this.
A photo of Jamie in the movie Any Given Sunday.
My name is Willie Beeman. I keep the ladies creaming, and all my fans got them screaming. Think you can defeat me? You're dreaming. Unclonable. You can't clone me, Atlanta, because I brought you this. Muhammad Ali is a prophet. How you gonna be God's son soon as you come out the garage and beat number two? You can't clone that. You know why? Because I brought you some original shit. I brought you this. Look, niggas don't even know what that is. That's for my white fans. Yep, that's Rio. Goddamn, y'all, shit. Come on, man, shit. Man, y'all don't even know me, niggas. Black people, this nigga, what? Did he do a Whistling Dixie movie, nigga? What the fuck is this nigga whistling for, nigga? It's Rio, man, shit. Come on, man. You know why you can't clone me? Because I brought you this. I'm curious. What makes you so curious?
A photo of Jamie Foxx in the movie Django Unchained.
Unclonable!
Django!
Django!
D-J-A-N-G-O. The D is Atlanta. You know why you can't clone this? Because I do this to you. She says she wants a Marvin Gaye. You can clone this. She says she wants some Luther Vandross. You can't clone this. She says she wants some Frankie Beverly, Smokey and Supremes, bump the new edition so we can get freaky. But last but not least, she said she wanted me.
I
and let on your feet. You can call it. She said she wants a. Hey, hey, I made it. I'm back. Sing. Hey, hey.
Everyone in the crowd stands up and dances.
She said she wants some ready for the world. Some new ideas. Some mid. Skin friend,
look like Michael Jackson.
I got a dark skin friend,
look like Michael Jackson.
You know what?
Jamie puts on his black sunglasses, lifts his shoulders, smiles a huge smile, and rocks his upper body side to side. A photo appears of Jamie Foxx sitting at a piano next to Ray Charles. In the photo, Jamie is smiling and tilting his head back. Ray Charles is also wearing black sunglasses and smiling.
You know what, Atlanta? I love Georgia. Make some noise, Atlanta. Clone him. I'ma tell you why you can't clone him, man. Cause he's an original, baby. And he says some original things like this. Now, he said this. Now, I didn't say it, but he said this. He says, I'ma make it do what it do.
Jamie smiles and rocks his upper body side to side.
And every time I hear him say that, it makes me want to say,
well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Jamie opens both his arms wide and holds the microphone at the crowd.
When I'm in need of you. Yes, she's a tribal friend indeed. Oh, she is a
He raises his right arm and points the microphone at the crowd as the curtains raise behind him to reveal a music band. He pumps a hand on his chest and mouths, I love you, then sits down at a grand piano. In the music band behind him are two keyboard players, two guitarists, and a drummer.
So
Jamie puts his arms in front of him, then fans them out to quieten the crowd as a woman raises her outstretched palm towards Jamie.
Isn't it amazing how we're connected? Yes. That's how y'all got me back. Yes. I said, if I could get in front of them, they could bring me back. But I gotta say this, even after you see this special, I know what's gonna happen on the internet. They still gonna say that I'm a clone. And even when I tried to prove to you that I wasn't a clone, the internet wouldn't believe me. At one point, I was on a boat, waving my hand. But what'd the internet say? That ain't no goddamn Jamie. That's a clone. And then you saw me jump out of a black car. Then they saw me jump out of a black car to save a black woman's purse. That's what I was supposed to say. And what did the internet say? That ain't no goddamn Jamie. That's a clone.
Photos show Jamie on a boat, then getting out of a car.
And then you saw me with a white girl.
He sits up, looks around, and smirks to the side.
That's Jamie. You know that nigga love them white bitches.
Jamie starts to shake his head rapidly as he starts the impersonation.
She's like, you goddamn right he does. I know he be in them white bitches. That's probably why he stroked out with all them goddamn bunnies and shit. Get you a black girl, you'll stay alive, nigga. Get you a black woman and stay alive. All them bunnies got you stressed the fuck out, Jamie, with your black ass.
Two women rock back and forth laughing.
But sisters, I'm here to tell you, I've been cured. Been cured everything. I've been cured. No more white girls. I'm cured. No more white girls. No more white girls. No more. No more white girls.
A woman points at herself and she gasps wildly. Other women wave their hands at Jamie.
No more white women. Every month is February all year long. Hallelujah. No more honkies. No more white women. I'm back on the back side of town.
Two women laugh intensely as their heads rock up and down.
No more white girls. I've been cured, sisters. No more white girls in public.
Jamie looks up quickly, straight-faced, as the view pans across a laughing crowd. Then Jamie breaks into a broad smile.
She says, I'm out. I'm leaving. This motherfucker playing with my feelings. But you know what? I want to thank y'all, because y'all know I hold you down and you hold me down. So you know what it is. I love you. I love that. There's nothing better than this. I love you back. And here's the thing. For all those people out there that are still calling me a clone, even after we see this special, I got one thing to say to you out there on the internet. I want to say this. Fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you. Wait. No. I don't want that to be the last thing I say. I don't want that to be like, I want to say this. For everybody that prayed for me. For everybody that said, we looking out for you. For everybody that stopped me on the street and says, we glad you made it. I want to change it up and say, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Atlanta.
He stands up from the piano and goes to shake hands with people in the front row.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you for my body. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my family. Everything gonna be all right. What's up, Jay? Thank you for my body. Lord, you heal my body. For my soul. Thank you, Shirley Ryan. Piedmont made me whole. I just wanna thank you.
He makes a heart shape with his fingers as the view fades into black. Audio description provided by Voice and Script International. Written by Jonathan Hemming. Voiced by Alexander Metaxa. Written and performed by Jamie Foxx. Executive producers Jamie Foxx, Marcus King, Datari Turner, James Longman, Raj Kapoor, Hamish Hamilton, Katie Mullen. Directed by Hamish Hamilton. Head of production, Ashley Hoskin. Executive in charge of production, Bill Urban. Consulting producers, Tashwan Barrett, Chris Spencer, Johnny Mack, Donald Speedy Caldwell. Producer, Ebony Nichols. Other credits follow. Thank you to all of the wonderful staff, amazing nurses and doctors at Piedmont Hospital, and Shirley Ryan that brought me back to life. Thank you to my family and friends. Thank you to all of my fans who prayed for me. This is for you. No bad days.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.